It is our theatrical day, and the Gonzaga Theater Department is taking on something called the Peace Corps Project. And here to speak on behalf of that is somebody very involved with the Gonzaga Theater Department. And so let's ask Charlie Pepitone to kind of tell us about specifically this project. It's kind of an outgrowth of a whole lot of things that you folks are doing.
Yeah, so the Peace Corps Project is a project second in what's become a series of documentary theater works. So 2 years ago, we premiered the Soldiers Project, Coming Home, a Soldiers Project. And that was a piece of theater that was devised, which is a way of making theater, with the ensemble. It was devised from a treasure trove of oral histories from area veterans about their coming home experience from being deployed in combat and coming back to Spokane, and particularly coming back to Gonzaga as students or as staff. And a member of our psychology department conducted those. And so Kathleen Jeffs and I worked with students to devise from that material an original show that told those stories. Well, what is it like?
And that's the original show, which is going to happen Sunday at 2 o'clock in the Magnuson Theater. And let's bring in a couple of people who have, you can both come up to the microphones here, and the two of you. And so this is Brett Bean. Hello, Brett. And you're both seniors, right? You're a senior in what field of study?
Yeah, I'm a senior at Gonzaga, English major, writing concentration, then I have a theater minor.
Okay, so you're involved with that. So this is perfect for you. And you, Liz Helmer?
Same thing. I'm an English literature major with an elementary education certification.
Okay, and so then you got involved with Encountering Peace Corps volunteers. And so, I don't know, just kind of either of you go ahead, Brett, and talk about the person you met. Did you talk to more than one Peace Corps returnee?
So my primary interview, this was a pretty big class. I think there's over 20 of us in the course, so we had a whole list of all these people that were interested in being interviewed for this project. And so most of us interviewed about like one person. I actually interviewed a pair of people. They were old friends who had served sort of together in Guatemala long ago, back in the 70s. And so I talked to them, and then down the road, I had a friend or a guy that I knew who I was just talking to him one night, and he started talking about how he's going into the Peace Corps. He's going to be going to Nicaragua next year. And he had all these thoughts. We were walking back home. It was like late at night. We were outside of a McDonald's. He was waiting to get like two McChickens, and it was taking forever. So he just started talking about it, and he's saying all this stuff. And I'm like, this is all perfect for this play. Like, this is the like one thing that we've been like missing. So I got him to agree to do like an actual interview, like with like mics, and like not just outside of a McDonald's one time. But so we actually talked to him, and now he's sort of this like central figure of the show. Some senior from Gonzaga. So it helped to kind of localize the show a bit and make it more fundamentally Gonzaga than it would have been otherwise.
Well, what a great cosmic accident.
I know.
Yeah, and Liz, your story. Who did you, what sort of person did you run into?
So I interviewed a woman who was in the Peace Corps in the early 2000s, and she went to Moldova, Romania, and she had a different experience than some people did, where a lot of interviewees said they were isolated in a small village and very rural, but she was in a city location in the capital of Moldova. And so it was interesting to hear the community that she built there. And she went to teach college level English to students there.
Oh. And is that the person that whose interview you're using in the show?
Yeah. Yes, we are using some excerpts from her interview.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. do you want to go ahead and give us the one that you have that?
For her interview, she talked a lot about her host family. So this is about that. I remember my host mom, as nicely as she could one day, she was like, "Have you ever thought about living with another family? And of course, I burst into tears, right? Like, I'm a people pleaser. So I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, she's like, no. We just need the room back. And I was like, okay. So I had to, like, that's really when I depended on the Peace Corps staff to help me find another place to live. And then really, it's not like, I mean, well, maybe there is a Moldova Craigslist, but it's really like there's so much that happens by word of mouth. So again, I told some of the teachers that I worked with, like, look, I got to find another place. What do I do?
Okay, so the a little event that the Peace Corps volunteer had to take on. And so that was part of the excerpt that you're reading from the play, and we don't want to know how it comes out because that's the whole point of going to the play on Sunday afternoon. But then as you talked to her, what kind of relationship did you kind of develop as you got her story, her longer story?
Between me and her?
Yeah.
As the interview went on, it got a lot more lighthearted and easygoing. So she started reaching farther than the questions I was asking, which was really fun. And just talking about what she really wanted to tell with her story, which I was grateful for because we were able to get a lot of good content that didn't necessarily pertain to the questions I had planned on asking.
That's the beauty of interviews, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's hang on, and we're going to come back to you and as we put all this together. But then Brett, you talk about the person that you interviewed from the excerpt that you're going to use here.
Yeah, so my excerpt's from that Gonzaga student that we talked mm-hmm. about. I actually didn't conduct his interview specifically. Somebody else in the class had done that. But, I mean, I've talked to him so much both before and after this. And I actually had, we went on a little trip out to Eugene, Oregon a couple of weeks ago. And there was one night, super late night, we were just in a friend's hot tub. And it was like, we ended up talking until like 4 a.m. or something about life and everything. It was like just four of us guys. It was quite an evening. And then he started talking about the Peace Corps again. And it was still like I could have just turned that mic on and had all sorts of new material and stuff. He's a very eloquent guy. He's interesting. He's got a lot of thoughts, and he's sort of wrestling with all of this. I think it's kind of what we're all of us seniors are wrestling with right now of, you know, where do I go? What do I do? And he's got this huge, big option in front of him, but, you know, it's nerve-wracking to kind of take that leap, and, you know, any leap that you're going to take post-grad something, but going to Nicaragua for 2 years and being like, yep, I'm going to do this. He's dealing with a lot. So that's kind of the piece that I have here.
Okay,
sort of,
well, let's hear that.
Yeah, some of that process. The interesting thing about all this is the guy in the Peace Corps said, let me know after you graduate. And so I think what's important to remember is, you know, we don't make these decisions in the vacuum either. You think about the people around you right now, the people that you're kicking these ideas around with, the things that you're thinking right now are not going to be the same post-graduation just because it's a different value system that I think you have when you're still in college versus when you're out of college. Numbers-wise, I'm a solid 70% leaning towards Peace Corps. Something were to have to really knock my socks off. There'd have to be a Godfather offer, as of right now, that I think would pull me away from that. Just because, I mean, there's two sides of this. There's the one side where this is unique and special and totally unlike anything you'll ever encounter otherwise. That's one side of that coin. That same coin, though, the other side is, this is insane, and, like, this is unlike anything you're ever going to see again. Like, you're prepared for other things in life. Like, I can go back to Seattle, get some marketing job with some big firm, and that's what everyone does. I've seen people do that. My heroes from high school are all graduated now. They're all doing that. That's something I can do, right? But there's a difference in, you know, what you can do, what you want to do, what you should do, and what do you think you can do, you know?
Nice. An excerpt from the Gonzaga student that is that allowed himself to be interviewed for this project. Just one observation. I think it's pretty cool that you must have recorded the interviews because you are delivering exactly the way the person said, with all the what ifs and the ums that the rest of us do all the time on the air.
It makes such a challenge for a performer, because every every stutter, every misspeak, it all becomes part of the character.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, which leads me then, among the three of you, to talk about theater has certain conventions. One is that there has to be some question of, okay, what's going to happen that makes you want to stay till the end and not just leave and go get a drink and go home. You have to have some dramatic tension that wants to stay around. So within these Peace Corps interviews that you did, how did it move from there to creating a theatrical, you know, those theatrical needs to keep somebody really wanting to hear what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a challenge, because like I said, you know, we interviewed probably over 30 people. So you have all of these different stories, and each of the stories, whether, you know, the whole arc of the journey was, you know, you kind of get there and you're like, I'm in this new place. What do I do? How do I run all of this as a totally new like society? I'm like working all this time. Like, how does that work? And you sort of overcome that, or maybe you don't. There's a lot of dramatic potential there. But when you're trying to tell all these different stories and then find some sort of dramatic coherence through all of them, it gets tricky. So that's where having the Gonzaga student was sort of nice, that we can trace sort of his journey, his discernment, and then set that against all of these stories of people that actually have gone, and, you know, what sort of challenges do they overcome? What do they deal with? We have one of my favorite stories from all of like the different interviews that we have in here. It kind of shows up a couple times throughout the play, about this woman whose house was just constantly infested with scorpions. And so she's just like spent about half of her time just fighting scorpions. And she said she killed like over 100 while she was there. Just like, they ended up calling her the Scorpion Queen. And it was just this like whole challenge of like, it's a really funny story. It's like kind of that like brevity that the show needs. But, you know, it's just so many different people dealing with such different challenges. And then trying to kind of set those all apart and find, you know, what is it unique about the Peace Corps that keeps bringing people back to it? And what sort of does that change about you? And how can you sort of trace almost a hero's journey through what serving in the Peace Corps looks like for all these different people across decades of time?
And then Charlie Pepitone, who was in the Peace Corps, has given you a unique view on this very question of how to make a good theatrical piece out of this.
Yeah, this play, it ends up being all about discernment. So Gonzaga has always been, or at least for years, been among the top schools that send Peace Corps volunteers for service. So that was one of the reasons. Selfishly, I'm a returned Peace Corps volunteer. Mm-hmm. That was another reason to play with this. While we were dealing with veterans' issues of coming back, what's the discernment process of going to serve? And so this play, as I understand it, it follows the senior student's discernment. And so all these voices he's hearing of returned Peace Corps volunteers, as he's discerning, why does he want to go into public mm-hmm. service?
And I presume not everything's a happy ending. I assume that, I mean, you already talked about the scorpions, which now sounds like a happy ending, but probably wasn't during the time. I mean, were there heart-rending stories? Were there tragic stories? You're nodding, Liz.
Yeah, there definitely were. There were some Peace Corps members that we interviewed who went into the Peace Corps expecting certain things, and as soon as they were there, they realized that it was completely different than what they wanted. I remember one interview said they didn't realize how terrible it was going to be. Another interview, I think that Brett conducted, one of the men, he arrived at the village that he was assigned to, and there was already a Peace Corps volunteer there who said, oh, get out of here, I'm here doing all this work. Then he returned to the Peace Corps office, who told him, no, that is just a random guy who's pretending to be involved with the Peace Corps. So then this guy has to go figure out what to do, see if he wants to join that village with that random person or find a new village and figure out what he can do there for 2 years. So it was a lot of different adventures, good and bad, for all of our interviewees.
Well, let's now go to the other team in the room. Well, we've just heard from the two Gonzaga students, Brett Bean and Liz Helmer, and now we have Lynn and Mike Noel, who are no strangers to the theatrical community. Mike, go to that microphone, and so you also were in the Peace Corps, and you were also interviewed for this project, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes.
And so. You know, this is kind of now how NPR does it. After they bring in their other people that have been listening to the interview and want them to comment on it, and that's kind of what I want you to do. You've heard what they said about creating a theatrical thing, and then you, who both understand theater too, how did you A, feel about being interviewed, and B, how does it feel about what they're doing, turning it to theater?
Lynn and I are both members of the Peace Corps Association, which is an organization of returned Peace Corps volunteers. Mm-hmm. And notice that we always use the term returned. There is no such thing as an ex-Peace Corps volunteer. Mm-hmm. There are only Peace Corps volunteers who are now here. And so we've had a lot of interviews with people working at the Folk Art Festival and things like mm-hmm. that, having tables. And so for us, it was very easy because we've done it so many times before. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice to do that because we're amazed at how many people walk up to our table and say, oh, does Peace Corps still exist? Peace Corps keeps a relatively low profile compared to the old days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was impressed with how the students, perhaps with faculty advisors, but perhaps on their own, organized questionnaires so that there was the same questions were being asked of people, but then permitted to expand as much as they wanted so that they were gathering the same information from each person, the same topic, mm-hmm. but then able to move it around as they wished and go off on any tangents they wanted. So that was cleverly done. It was smart.
And did either of you provide them with any really provocative, interesting material that that they might have been able to use?
Provocative? Well, we were there together, so how provocative would I even say on the radio? We both agree that we had one of the world's plushest Peace Corps assignments. Mm. We were in Nairobi, Kenya, and so we had running water, we had electricity, we had hard work.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard work being a good teacher, I think. And that's ultimately what both of us were doing. So, Mike, did you want to add to that?
Well, I had the good fortune to be in one of the best schools in the country. So I had probably fewer problems than a lot of people did. And we visited quite a few of our Peace Corps friends upcountry, and some of them, one group we visited, they had a little concrete structure on the back of their house where they would build a wood fire to heat water. We had an electric water heater. I mean, it was small and not very efficient, but it actually worked.
Sure. And what were you each teaching?
I was teaching chemistry and almost anything else that they needed me to teach.
And you, Lynn?
I was actually at the University of Nairobi in the Department of Community Health teaching statistics and environmental concerns and demographics, things of that ilk.
And were you exclusively working in the English language?
We were. In Kenya, there are dual national languages, Kiswahili and English. By the time people are in college or in secondary school, everybody's speaking English.
Yeah, so you could do that. Well, let's bring in the Gonzaga students again, and kind of as a closer here, when you went into this, I gather, and Charlie can come in on this too, that this is very much planned by Gonzaga to make you think about where you're going and what you're going to do, and to confront, you know, what are you going to do? And you've already referred to that a little bit, Brett. So how did this project work out in making you each examine what you're going to do after the safety of school is gone?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know where you're at. I'm someone who's very, you know, I look at graduating in about, 5 months now. And I'm sort of like, sky's the limit, but also no clue what I'm doing. It's like a fun mix of that excitement and that, like, kind of almost like, you know, fear or anxiety of like, you know, I could be anywhere. I think some of my journey mirrors the student in here, where he talks about, like, you know, I could go back to Seattle. I could know, like, a lot of people there. I'll have a lot of friends there, a lot of the same people or type of people that I've known my whole life. Can go there, live there, have that kind of experience. You know, I'm not personally, like, really been thinking about Peace Corps that much or anything like that. I have some friends who've done AmeriCorps service. They enjoyed it. It was kind of a big experience for them. But, you know, I sort of think of moving anywhere, going anywhere, doing who knows what. It's difficult. It's sort of that, you know, do you want to go with the comfort, or do you want to go try something new? And what's moving your heart? What feels like something that you can do, and what feels right to do? It's a lot of questions. So I think that this play gives you a good kind of idea of one option and one route that a lot of people have gone on and had big experiences. And it helps to sort of expand your worldview and help you know that, you know, beyond the sort of path that, like, is laid out in front of you, there are other sort of avenues that you can go down.
And you, Liz?
Yeah, hopefully next year I will be a first-year teacher in an elementary school, and that has always been my dream. But I think through this class, we also have been working on considering what type of service projects we can have in America in our everyday lives and cultivate in our communities that would be similar to what the Peace Corps is up to abroad. And so I've thought a lot about that as an elementary school teacher and what I would hope to do. And so developing community projects, like a community garden that my class is involved in thoroughly, and caring for others, would hopefully create a real empathy in my students, which empathy is something that you can't really teach, but you can try to cultivate. And I think that empathy is something that, through our interviews, we discovered Peace Corps members have really developed. So I'm hoping to bring that back to America and try to cultivate that in my students.
Thank you, Liz Helmer, just speaking, and Brett Bean earlier. And so they and about 28 of their colleagues will be involved in this project, which is 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at the Magnuson Theater, which is essentially at the east end of the big famous old building of Gonzaga University, to do this theatrical version called the Peace Corps Project. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, as always.